It's illegal in the US to shine a laser at a plane, and it's not illegal over here. There is no specific offence. We wanted to just talk to somebody about the dangers of these pens, and you don't think that you know they're a danger, they're just a bit of fun. But let's talk to Patrick Murphy, who runs Laser Pointer Safety, and can tell us a little bit about what happens in the US. Patrick, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Good afternoon.
We don't have a specific piece of legislation here. We don't have a specific law that says it's illegal. How come there's one in America?
There's one in America because it's been a serious problem here. It's actually a serious problem in the UK as well. You have about twice as many incidents per flight as the United States. In other words, an aircraft in the UK is twice as likely to get hit by a laser as an aircraft in the US.
And this is despite the fact that, you know, your population is far greater. I presume the amount of aircraft movements is far greater as well.
Yes, again, that statistic is based on the amount of aircraft movement. So anyone in an airplane or a police helicopter in the UK is twice as likely to be hit as in the US.
How long was it a problem before you decided to legislate in the States?
It's actually been a problem since the early 90s, but it really turned into a problem in the 2000s when laser pens became much more inexpensive and much more powerful. It took about 4 years for legislation to get through our Congress and finally be signed last year by President Obama.
And when people are found to have done this with aircraft, I mean, what is their sole purpose? Are they just not thinking about the ramifications of what they're doing? Are they doing it for malicious purposes? Are they doing it because they, you know, they want to sort of I don't know, acts of terrorism or whatever? I mean, is it a general mix of people?
About half of them are people who are just ordinary citizens, like you yourself said. You had a laser pen, but you hadn't really thought about the consequences or the fact of, you know, what is it like for the pilot. It's not a little dot up in the helicopter like when you play with your cat. It's a huge football-sized blob of light that the pilot can't see through and which could cause temporary flash blindness.
Well, that's exactly mine is for that reason, is for the cat. The cat loves it. He thinks it's brilliant. I think he'd be heartbroken if I ever got rid of it. I'm not sure whether I'd get another one for him if it got broken, though. Have we got any records to suggest that aircraft have been brought down by these lasers?
No. And there's no suggestion that pilots are actually being injured by them. Certainly pilots are worried because you hear about lasers that can pop balloons and that can burn cigarettes. But at aircraft altitude, the real hazard is just this very, very bright concentrated light, but it's not concentrated enough to burn pilots' retinas or, you know, do any harm like that.
And so with all the incidents that we've had in the UK and all the incidents that we've had in the US, really, it's in real terms, it's not been a problem, has it? So are we overreacting, do you think, a little bit?
It's kind of a middle ground. Pilots have a very different effect, you know, when they're flying and all of a sudden something like this happens, than you or I, even if we were driving down the road. You know, they're responsible for all the passengers on their plane. Mm. Pilots are the last line of defense, and one of the things that we've been saying for years in our U.S. safety advisories to the government is pilots need training so that they can recognize, recover from these laser incidents. But if they have this training, you know, they're a lot less likely to get into any kind of trouble. The problem comes because many airplane accidents occur due to a sequence of events.
Mm.
You remember the guy who landed in the Hudson River in New York?
Yes, yeah.
Imagine if there were some people walking along the river edge there, and they see this plane coming in, and one of them says to his friend, "Oh, let's aim the laser at him. You know, look at this plane that's coming in. I'm going to hit him with the laser."
Mm.
Well, that could be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
I was going to say, I mean, it is no excuse. Is it to say, well, let's wait until 300 people, you know, are killed in a plane crash? Is quite clearly not the way. I'm just fascinated, though, knowing the way that legislation moves in this country, and perhaps it's different in the United States, but I'm just fascinated that there wasn't an incidental turning point. Do you know what I mean? I would have thought that they'd say, right, okay, because of this, we've now got to pass this legislation. But it was a preemptive legislation, wasn't it, in a way?
Not really. There have been over 2,500 incidents a year in the United States, and the federal regulators were just getting fed up with this.
Right.
The legislation helped a little bit. The rate went down about 3% last year. But legislation alone is not going to do it. I think part of it is the publicity that comes from prosecutions.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Like you say, 3% reduction, you would expect more once the legislation was introduced and people realised there were serious consequences to this. In terms of what would happen to you if you shone a laser, what would you be looking at? What would the penalty be if you were caught in the United States doing this?
It's up to 5 years and $250,000. People have gotten sentences of about 2 to 3 years.
So people have actually gone to prison for this, Patrick?
Yes.
And
normally, and let me just say, normally it's not an ordinary citizen who didn't quite know what was going on. Usually these are guys who are really stupid and they also are caught with drugs and things like that.
Right.
But the laser portion of it is about 2 to 3 years. As punishment for them doing something completely stupid that they should not do.
And presumably, if you're in a state where they have three strikes and you're out, and you could end up looking at, what, a life term for doing this, could you?
Well, that would only be a consequence of the three strikes and you're out.
Right.
So far, no one has gotten a life term because of this, but, you know, 3 years of your life is a long time.
Tell me about your work, laser pointer safety. I mean, it sounds like what you should have is something like laser pointer anti-idiot's guide, because it's not that people don't know the dangers of these things, is it? Do you know what I mean? It's not that you've got to be careful with this because you've got to be safe with this. They're just stupid, aren't they, as you said? I mean, what's the work that you do?
I work with the U.S. government on an advisory panel to help write the regulations that the U.S. government uses. And laserpointersafety.com is a website that gives more information out to the general public, to the media, and so forth, trying to give facts and all different sides of this, and then people can draw their own conclusions.
Do we need these things? I mean, I have to say, you and I are talking now, and I'm thinking, all right, the cat would be upset, but he'll probably get over it if I got rid of mine. And you know, if we didn't have them, if they were outlawed, life would be a bit easier. Is that too draconian a step, do you think?
That's a very difficult question. There is no real need for higher-powered handheld battery laser pointers. And yet there's a lot of hobbyists who get enjoyment from this. They're able to do like laser light shows in their homes and things like that. So I think you have to be careful in setting up a ban. The gentleman who spoke earlier who said these things should just be outlawed, they actually are in Britain. You have more strict laws than we have. But the border is very porous. People can order things from overseas and get very powerful lasers, and you know, it's hard to stop them at the border. They look like torches.
Sorry, we asked this question earlier. Somebody mentioned this. Somebody texted us in and said, are they illegal in the UK? They thought they were. So they are illegal, are they?
Well, laser pointers above, or laser pens above a certain power in the UK are not supposed to be sold. But as I say, the border is porous, the internet is widespread, and people can order them.
Yeah, I mean, presumably customs are doing their bit to try and stop them, but then you've got to measure the things as well and decide exactly what it is you're dealing with. It's fascinating times ahead with all of this. Do you think that we will follow your lead eventually and bring in specific legislation? Do you think the pressure from maybe the Civil Aviation Authority over here, like the FAA over in your country, you know, the pressure will be great enough to sort of bring some legislation in?
Yes. You know, you already have legislation now that can be applied, just interference with an aircraft and so forth. You were talking about the thing in Birmingham. In October 20th, a gentleman, a teenager, was sentenced to 6 months for hitting a West Midlands Air Support helicopter. Yeah. So you do have laws already. Yes, it would be nice if you had a nationwide law specifically about lasers, but that alone is not going to stop all these incidents, both from people who don't really know what they're doing and from people who don't care. The helicopter's over their house, it's very loud, and they laser it just out of annoyance.
You really are paying attention to what's happening in the world with these things, aren't you? You can't say you don't know what's going on. Where are you based?
In Orlando, Florida.
I was going to say, we got you up early. I'm just trying to think what time it would be. You're about 5 hours behind us. No, you should have been up anyway, shouldn't you, I guess, really?
I should be up, and yes, I am up.
Patrick, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for that. And certainly so on the case, knows exactly what's happening. And you bet that case in Birmingham as well that had happened previously with the West Midlands Police helicopter. Patrick Murphy there, who runs Laser Pointer Safety, joining us on the show this afternoon.